I've been waiting for Dead Island to come out for a long, long time. I'm a huge fan of the zombie genre. I played Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. I played Resident Evil 1, 2, 4, and 5, Dead Rising 1 and 2. And with Dead Island, it looked like the developer was finally taking the zombie genre seriously. There was RPG elements, there was the storyline, the trailer that came out. It just looked like they were finally saying, hey, we're going to take everything that you love about the zombie genre and finally make a game that's going to make you scared and feel like you're hopeless. When I started playing Dead Island, it felt to me more like The Walking Dead. If you've seen the series, there's this feeling of isolation, hopelessness, huge focus on the survivors, the conflict between them. There's like a power struggle between the humans. Dead Island has a lot of that. You'll see there's two groups of people. There's people at a lighthouse and a lifeguard tower, and they're both kind of struggling to survive, but they both have different tactics and think each other are doing it wrong. The scavenging in Dead Island is awesome. You walk around and you're bashing people's brains in with a bat. Your bat breaks. You look over and there's a pipe lane. You grab the pipe. There's nails, duct tape. You can use all that stuff to create better weapons. The one thing I noticed too was you eventually get to where you can drive. And as I was playing the game, I noticed that you could drive someplace a lot faster than you could if you're walking, but just the fact that if I was walking, I was going to have to walk through groups of zombies made to where I would spend way more time driving around the entire island just to avoid that feeling like I was about to get killed by some zombies. From what I've noticed from all the games I played, this is probably the closest zombie game that I've played to feeling like you're actually in the zombie apocalypse. I mean, all the books that I've read and all the movies you've watched, this is the one game to where the whole time you're playing, not only do you feel alone, assuming that you're not playing multiplayer, but you also feel like you're just not going to survive. It's completely hopeless. You see a group of five zombies, and the first thing that pops into your mind is to run. Whereas in a game like Left 4 Dead, you see a group of a couple dozen zombies, and your only idea is to throw a pipe bomb and then run through, and you can destroy them all with your shotgun. Regarding gameplay, there's been a lot of comparisons of the game to like Borderlands, which is true. It is a lot like Borderlands as far as getting your weapons, the side quests, a lot of quests for just going out and finding random things or killing random zombies in order to make it to where you could talk to a survivor, get more weapons, or get more special items. The weapon customization and also the degrading weapons is a lot like Dead Rising. In Dead Island, I think right now I can use like 6 weapons, but if you, let's say there's a group of 3 zombies coming after you and you have your bat equipped, you kill 2 of the zombies with your bat, and then your bat's health, or I guess the quality of the bat, has gone down. It needs to be repaired, and it's not going to kill that third zombie. So you can throw that bat at the zombie, and then you equip a pipe or whatever weapons you have that are in this like little weapon selection wheel, and then you kill that zombie with that. The combat requires a lot more tactics than previous zombie games that I've played. For instance, I forget the name of it, but there's a larger zombie that will knock you off of your feet, and the only real way to get to that zombie is to break his arms. And once you've broken his arms, then you go for the headshots. Otherwise, there's no way you can kill him. Regarding stamina, that's a big part of Dead Island. A lot of games will have stamina to where if you do repeated melee hits, eventually you'll tire out and can't do that, but in Dead Island, not only does your stamina go down when you're fighting, it goes down when you're doing like your kicks, and it also goes down when you're running. So you have to time everything right. If you're surrounded by zombies, you try to run away. If you run into another group of zombies and your stamina's down, then you're pretty much dead. Also, going kind of related to that, zombies are more of a threat in this game than in other games. In Left 4 Dead, I mentioned if you have like dozens of zombies around you, it's not a huge deal. In Dead Island, if you have 3 to 4 zombies around you, there's a good chance that your best tactic is to run someplace and then find like a choke point and then kill them there. Overall, this is shaping up to be one of my favorite games of 2011.